Hi, this is a dictation for Mabel William, M-A-B-E-L-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, data services. And patient reports ongoing pain in the both the knees to the tune of 7 to 8. Pain in the right shoulder, pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees of abduction. Most of the pain is felt in rotator cuff region, as well as she points the pain in the front. The patient reports that pains are constant and disabling her ADLs and quality of life. Pain varies from 7 to 8, sometimes 9, and the ADLs are affected 9 most of the time. 50% improvement has been obtained with the conservative treatment. In the ADL, patient reports presence of mood is affected to the tune of 7 among the rest of them. In neurology and psych, patient has not checked any issue other than anxiety, no headaches or dizziness or any TBI-related symptoms. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in both the knees and the left shoulder. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble, swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain levels. And there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other new trauma. Current pain medication is Norco 5 mg, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. The physical examination, blood pressure is 197 over 91, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, 0105-2023, 0108-003, and 004, and including the diagnosis plan. Patient is continuing seeing the physical therapy and chiropractic, and she has lost some weight. She is able to walk up to 200 feet, and acupuncture has been suggested also. The MRI have been reviewed with her. Again, left shoulder shows a severe glenohumeral cartilage loss and a bone attrition with effusion and extension into subacromial subdeltoid bursa and a massive cutoff tear of supraspinatus and infraspinatus, tendinosis of subscapularis, high riding humeral head, and in the right knee there is a tricompartmental end-stage osteoarthritis with large effusion and medial meniscus tear, lateral meniscus maceration. In the left knee, severe anterior compartment bone attrition, medial compartment cartilage loss in the setting of partial meniscectomy and ACL degeneration. The patient has been made aware of these findings with various models. All the options were discussed. The patient is advised to have an injection of both the knees intraarticular and also the left shoulder intraarticular, and injection to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons today. The patient has assigned the consent and agrees. Meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. She is provided with naproxen 375 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Allevel 50 mg at night, Votrin gel 3% provided 200 g for pain relief, Norco 5 over 325 is provided for pain relief, 30 tablets only. The procedures that are done today are as follows. Injection of left intraarticular left shoulder and the with the steroid, and then intraarticular injection of left knee, intraarticular injection of the right knee, and intraarticular injection of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon are provided today with the consent. Please use the template to continue the detailed finding, detailed description of the procedure that needs to be typed. fresh patient was able to tolerate the procedure well and left the office in a good shape. Thank you. She was also advised to consult an orthopedic surgeon for possible surgery for both the knees and the left shoulder. Thank you.